Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I even think about the young people. Perry Stone's prophesying about what's going to take place with the young people. We walked together in the Malachi mandate and prophesying Malachi 4, 5, and 6 with the fatherless. You know, it's only increased since the 10 years that we did do that. But it was amazing how God just embraced the fatherless. And, you know, you may have a grown man with you in your household, but the truth is he could be a fatherless son. He's never had a father in his life. And it's hard for him to know God as a father. And he has to have someone in his life to help him do that. And God's going to begin to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and daughters, and the hearts of the sons and daughters to the fathers. As a matter of fact, listen to this word from Perry Stone.
When the Lord spoke to me, as you know, he spoke to me about fathering a generation. Totally something out of... Jensen Franklin told me, he said, "You're not a youth pastor or a youth leader." Everybody knows Jensen probably from Gainesville. Right. He said, "How you?" I said, "I have no clue how I'm going to do this." This year, right now, in January, we have 2 months before the conference. One conference already has 6,000 kids registered. The other had 8,000 registered. And we've not even started advertising it yet. And I'm telling you, you talk about the anointing. Oh, I feel something right here. I preached on Saturday night last year, and I start speaking Latin. I don't know Latin, but there were people who knew Latin. And the Spirit of God gave a message of tongues in Latin, and the kids started running. There was 1,000 kids ran up to get the baptism. I look up on the... I'm going to get up and have to preach. I looked up on the right side, and 50 kids fell out under the power with nobody laying hands on them, and all of them got drunk, started speaking in tongues. 700 young people received the baptism in 10 minutes.
Okay.
And Sid, here's the thing about these kids. This is the thing, because I've been dealing with, we have a dance team, a dance drama team, but let me say this. Here's the thing about them. I've never seen a generation, and I've been in ministry 40 years, just like you have. I've never seen a generation like our girls don't want to date guys. They want to. You tell our kids you can go to a Christian movie night or a prayer meeting. They will choose the prayer meeting over the movie. Yep. These kids are so in tune with God. We've got 16-year-olds wanting to go on mission trips. Yep. They're sold out. Look here, they're not into things. They're not into money. They've seen family problems. They've seen their families go through stuff. They are so into God that it just absolutely is mind-blowing. And it's the Joel 2 generation and the Joel 2 army. It's exactly what's happening. And one more quick thing. We talked about Jubilee. And what we're seeing here, I think, is a Jubilee cycle actually enacted with what the guest has said. If you look at it, Jubilee has been counted wrong. Mm-hmm. Jubilee started in 1917 with the Balfour Declaration. Go 50 years, I'll tell you, that'll take you to 1967. Go 50 years, that'll take you to 2017. Hmm. 5777 is 3 sevenths, which only repeats itself 1,000 years from now. Hmm. In other words, we are in, I believe, the Joel 2 cycle, the real beginning of this thing. I'm talking about the real deal beginning. We're in a Jubilee revival cycle. We're in a Jubilee release cycle. And again, we're not exalting a man, but when you look at Donald Trump, and you look at number 45, the surprise, and you look at the 577, and as she said, his first day in office, he's 70, seventh month, 7 days, that's your 777 tied into the year 5777, which is the Jewish year is 5777. And he is inaugurated on that year. Let me just tell you something. Only God could have orchestrated what he did. Let me ask you, do you want one inside nugget? It's a little bit on the political edge, but do you want one inside nugget or not?
It's live. I have no choice.
Oh, my goodness, it's live. Jesus, help me. I'm not going to say too much, but the person, since it's live, I just remembered it is live.
No, but I want you to. Don't pay attention to me.
Let me just mention, by someone who was in the hotel suite the night of the election, the other candidate was a shoe-in, knew they would win, was being called by the name President, Madam President. And when it shifted in Florida, a girl in the room told her family, the whole atmosphere shifted. And anger arose, and a lot of other things I won't tell because this is live. But it was a shock to the other side. This is why they kept saying the vote can't be right. We have to have a recount. I want to tell you this, whether you believe it or not, and there are people who don't believe this yet, whether you believe it or not, just like it was and this is going to surprise some of you coming from me, it was the will of God for Barack Obama to be 8 years as president.
I believe that.
Because there are certain things he did that he didn't know he did that fulfill the patterns of Lot and Noah. Stay with me. As it was in the days of Lot, you know what the story of Lot's days were. Go read it. And he helped bring about that, not knowing it, probably not even knowing it's biblical. It was God's will for him to be in. But just as much as it was God's will for him to be there 8 years, only God could have turned this thing around. And it's a reprieve. Now, you listen, body of Christ, we have at least the next 4 years with a person friendly toward Christianity, and will not allow people to say or do things negative toward Christianity, to get Supreme Court justices in that'll be constitutional conservatives and not way out in the left. And so we have to take advantage of the revival, come on, the move of God, everything we can do, and we don't talk to me, somebody, we don't quit praying now. Man, okay. This is not the time to quit praying.
That's for sure.
This is so exciting. Made you want to just talk to him, right? Yeah. I'm talking to you, man. Perry, I'm talking to you. This is so important. This is, you know, 4 years is what we know we have. Four.
Yeah.
From the complete bipolar opposite of what it was prior to that, which means every second counts. You know, call your congressman and your senator and say, listen, you know, pony up. It's time for you to listen and to follow this agenda where things are going. Don't fight against the president. And let's move things where they have to go, including with confirmations and all the things that are taking place. Supreme Court justice is coming up.
The embassy.
Yeah, moving the embassy from in Israel, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.